Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in the sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, and thunderings, and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were 4 beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. Verse number 1. A door was opened in heaven, and the first voice that I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. In the first chapter, verse 10, John was in the Spirit when he heard the voice behind him, and he turned to the source. The more we are free from the flesh, the more we are in the Spirit, the more readily we turn to our Lord, and the clearer his voice is to us. John fell down to the pierced feet of his glorified Lord, and he was lifted up. Then John received the message for the churches, to feed all believers till our Lord's return in glory. John obeyed his Lord and King and delivered the words of truth and salvation. After that, John sees the door of heaven. After John delivered his King's message, there is so much more our Lord is revealing. Each step of the way, as we follow our Lord, we see the door of heaven clearer and clearer, because Christ is the door. These words remind us of our Savior's great work and the beginning of our hearing His voice first time, as far as our awareness goes. He came from heaven to reveal to us that He is the door, the way, and the life. He began in us His miracle of new life, John 5:25, and His voice lifted us up from death to life. When we share the abundance of Christ's grace and revelation with the people around us, as His Spirit guides us, our soul receives more and more grace to share among us, the disciples, and to proclaim His gospel to the world in need of true salvation. To John, this voice sounds like a trumpet from above. I need yet to hear it like that. I must pray for more obedience to my Master, that I also receive this great gift of hearing the word as it really is, the gospel trumpet. Our Lord is calling us higher also. We need to see what must follow, what God has prepared, His glory and blessings for His people for now and forever. I need to behold our King in glory, that I might hear His mighty voice. I must be humble as John was. No enemy can stop God in God's grace and power toward His redeemed souls. No power can deliver from God's judgment. only the Father's mercy, only His redemption in His Son. God's word must be fulfilled. Verses 2 and 3. Instantly John was in the Spirit and beheld a throne in heaven. Somebody was on the throne. He looked like jasper and sardine stone, bright colored gems. Around God's throne, there was a rainbow like emerald, a green jewel. The entire sight, so magnificent, so majestic, is only a vision, God's revelation. Even for this vision of our God's universal glory and divine character, John needed to be in the Spirit. Eyes of flesh and earthly nature are not able to see and comprehend the grandeur of God Almighty. God's beauty and majesty is beyond description in human language. This great vision is just a spiritual picture, a presentation. The parables and stories our Lord gives us in the four gospel books open our understanding of God's purpose, teaching, and character. The book of this revelation is providing an enormous enrichment to every dimension of our new life in Christ. Learning this testimony prayerfully, we grow in Christ's Spirit. No doubt John was amazed seeing the vision of the eternal King. I'm amazed just looking into the probable significance of only some parts of this vision. In Exodus 28:20 and 39:13, we see the breastplate borne by the high priest approaching the mercy throne. Jasper was the last precious gemstone in order. Jasper appeared to be brilliant and transparent, in no way obscuring the brightness of the Almighty. Here, the Great One is both like jasper and like sardine. Sardine was the first precious stone in the high priestly breastplate, apparently of bright red color. Earthly high priests had these symbols of the tribes. Our Heavenly Father reveals His person, His character. He is like jasper and sardine. I think the order is reversed with a purpose. Jasper, the last gem in the earthly sanctuary, is the first recorded in the heavenly. Sardine was the first down here, but is the last up there, as the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 19:30 and in Luke 13:30. I noticed a difference between the list of the 12 tribes in the books of Moses and the list in this book, compiling 144,000 in the chapter 7. I imagine that I may think the list in the Revelation lists all the faithful born of the Spirit. The old books listed all circumcised in the flesh. The doers are in Christ, and the lip worship is far from the Lord. Around the throne is an emerald rainbow, a bright green gem. The rainbow in Genesis 9:12-17 is a token of God's post-flood covenant with the humanity. God kept His promise of no flood, although the new world did turn away from the Lord. These three components of God's holiness, beauty, and majesty, jasper, sardine, and emerald, are built in the foundations of the New Jerusalem. Jasper is first on the throne and first in the foundation, telling us that God is our Creator, Redeemer, and the only worthy recipient of our adoration. In this entire universe, there is no other. Sardine is joined with jasper on the throne, and in the foundation it appears sixth. The same Creator that created humanity in His own likeness is forever on the throne in His eternal might and power, His grace and everlasting love. emerald is all around the throne, and the fourth in the foundations of the new city. Our Heavenly Father, throned on high forever, appointed His own Son to be our everlasting Sabbath and eternal jubilee of peace in earth and in heaven. On the breastplate in the earthly tabernacle, the order of divine attributes was not visible in the same order, prompting our mind to continue this royal feasting. Jasper, the first on the throne, the sixth in the foundation of the eternal city, is the last on the breastplate in earthly sanctuary. The omnipotent Creator is forever the Most High, and with the same love and grace He created man, He ordered man's salvation and all the saved to be the bride of His beloved Son. Yet that long journey of revealing God's mysterious salvation is unfolding from the foreshadowing signs toward the glorious triumph in eternity. As long as our pilgrimage lasts in this world, we are guided by God's Word and His Holy Spirit to grow in faith and knowledge of Christ and to be built upon that rock. I should not think that I can exhaust the meaning and significance of this vision, but I hope and pray to encourage the readers, listeners, and genuine disciples to think and consider prayerfully. We know our Lord's Spirit is the teacher and revealer of the truth to sincere and earnest seekers, Matthew 7:7-8, verse number 4. Round about the throne, 24 elders in white raiment with golden crowns on their heads were sitting on 24 seats. From Genesis 8:22 and John 11:9, we can figure out that ever since the creation, time has been comprised of days and nights continually lasting 24 hours. All the faithful, patriarchs, prophets, gospel ministers, and every redeemed soul all have some common gifts. In the center of their ministry is the throne of God, His holy will, and His sacred honor. Their mind is crowned with godliness and their souls adorned in the purity and holiness of God's Son, Isaiah 61:10. They do not sit in dust and ashes of human vanity and pride. God has placed them on His seats around His throne on high. He armed them with the whole armor of godliness, Ephesians 6:11. None of them can minister to us 24 hours, meaning all the time. But they all together help us always, anytime. God is watching over His children all the time, and He has ordained His faithful witnesses for our needs to keep their help available to us continually. The world is groping in darkness, even in bright daylight. With our Father's honor in mind and heart, we have Christ as our light day and night. John 11, 10 and 9. Verse 5. From the throne proceeded lightnings and thunder and voices. Seven lamps were burning with bright flames before the throne. These are God's seven spirits. When our mind and heart is focused on our Master to do our Father's pleasure, our Savior's voice is to us whisper of grace and thunder of justice. He alone has grace and power to make us His living gospel testimony, to herald the day of judgment and to proclaim the day of grace. To live the gospel of salvation in Christ Jesus our blessed Lord. On the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, a flame was above each one in that place, and they were filled with the true testimony. they all spoke as one voice, by the same Spirit. The seven flames before God's throne indicate God's Spirit as one, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, the Holy Spirit of the Father and of the Son. The entire universe testifies of the measureless creative power, holiness, justice, and grace of our God. In Matthew 5:18, we see that not the least part of God's word is unimportant, not even less significant to the rest before God. God is thundering some parts of His message since we are ignoring His holiness. Our Lord repeats some words we tend to neglect and forget. Let us remember God's mercy and justice. Verse 6. Before the throne was a sea of glass like unto crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four living beings full of eyes before and behind. A molten sea and huge lavers were in God's temple in Jerusalem. Before the heavenly throne, John beheld the sea of glass like unto crystal. All the redeemed in Christ are looking forward to seeing the glory of God. Our only way into everlasting glory is Christ our Savior and Lord. The priests in the earthly temple washed their bodies with water first to put on priestly garments. Our great high priest is washing us, John 13, to put on us his bride's attire. Our King of Kings has prepared the glorious garment of his own holiness and beauty to array his bride splendidly and to take her into his embrace of eternal love and perfect everlasting unity. Until he take us into that bliss, he is washing us by His word. He is our living fountain. John 13, Revelation 7:17, and Zechariah 13. Many man-made fountains, landmarks of pomp and vanity, are in ruins or wiped from memory and history. The present ones will follow those of old. Our fountain of living water springs forever with life and freshness. For He is God's own Son and our Lord of Lords. Our souls will celebrate His love in glory. In the throne, all over and around, are the four amazing beings with numberless eyes on every side. At times, when the glory of God flashes over me from this book beyond description and explanation, I was unable to distinguish clearly between the Father and the Son. See here the brightness of the Highest also. These four beings are so blending together, not only among them four, but also with the throne. They are in and around the throne. John is in the Spirit and called to higher level to see the revelation, so he can see and know the first, the second, and on. When we follow God's guidance, we are on the path of His revelation. The four beings, almost covered with eyes, appear to be full of life and power. They glorify the Lord on and on. Before we let our imagination loose, let us remember, this is a part of the revelation, a vision. The omniscience and omnipotence of the Holy Spirit is glowing through the gospel of salvation in Christ. The mighty Spirit of the Lion Lamb, our King, is looking at us through the entire recorded Word of God. He is watching over us through what we named the circumstances. He is guarding us through that part of our conscience that has been already trained by our genuine understanding of the gospel teaching. The Lord is continually correcting and encouraging us by His new revelation in understanding His word clearer, deeper, and wider. He brings additional support through godly concerns of our fellow believers. Our Heavenly Father has numberless eyes to make us aware of His looking at us and watching over us. He, personally, needs none of these eyes to see us. He is omniscient. Nobody and nothing can hide from His awareness. All these, quote, eyes, closed quote, God is using for our understanding of His marvelous fatherly care for us. All His ways and manners exclaim to our soul, mind, and heart, "Holy, holy, holy is our Almighty God." Through the multitude of these eyes, we grow in the holy awareness of God's knowledge. God knows the past since before the beginning. Every detail of the present time and situation, and the future through all of eternity. As soon as we absorb this transformation, our soul joins this shout, "Holy, holy, holy is Christ, God's Son." Our Heavenly Father delights in His Son's resurrection and transformation in our souls, and so do we. Verse 7. The first being was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Are we facing another dazzling part of the Father's glory and majesty in His Son? In this book, chapter 5, verse 5, the Lamb is announced as the Lion of Judah. In chapter 1, verse 5, Christ is the Prince of the Kings. In chapter 17, verse 14, our Savior is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. How long a time before Judah and David were born, God, the Son, was, is, and remains forever, and there is none other, the Creator, the Savior, King of Kings. In number 7 are listed the offerings of the 12 princes in Israel. The first of all their live sacrifices was a bullock. In Luke 15:23, the father offered a fatted calf to celebrate his son's rebirth. 1 Peter 1:20 confirms, the Heavenly Father offered His Son before the foundation of the world to redeem us lost. The offering of the heavenly ruler appeared in the due time among us, the only sinless man that ever walked on the face of the earth, 1 Peter 1:20 and 21, and Philippians 2:5-11. He had the face, the body like ours, but sinless. His spirit is the spirit of the only begotten Son of the Father God, who lives forever.